Okay.
Hey, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. You are live with us tonight on the Healing Highway with Ron Amatron. And today is Monday, September 8th, 2014. We are on BBSRadio.com Station 1. And we'll be with you for the next hour, bringing you peace energy sample healings from the Creation Lightship. And if you're brand new and you want to check out more about that, you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So usually what we do at the beginning of the show is we bring up the image of the light being, and you can find that on our BBS Radio homepage and also on creationlightship.com. Over there on the right, it looks like a face. You can click on that and bring it up, and Ron will usually do a sample healing and then charge that with peace energy for you and your space for the upcoming hour. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron. Maybe we could do a sample healing. We did get a request to clear out the energy of the weekend and possibly some anxiety that people have been experiencing over the weekend.
Okay, sure. So here we go. Let's clear out one of your issues over the weekend. So think of one of your, maybe the main issue, normally the first one that's bothering you will come up first. So think of that one now. And the way it works, we take away that particular energetic trauma, sting, whatever word you want to use there, the way that your body is responding to it. So normally it's a negative situation. And, you know, you get haunted by it, and then from there it goes into the fear body. So this is what we do, is take away that imprinting of what's there. We don't take away the experience. So it's not like having your brain hooked up to electrodes or something, and they do a brainwash on you, you know, and you're completely numbed out from that experience. No, you're still going to be able to see it, but you know, it's going to be like somebody else experienced it. And you're emotionally unattached to it. That's the way it's supposed to be. So if you're emotionally unattached, it means that you're not connecting to it. And then you're at peace. And that's where you're supposed to be, is at peace. It's like you are if you'd be in a location in true light. You just have the experience, and it would fade away from you after a short while. We'll just say a day or two, maybe even less. And then you have another experience. And all you do is have experience to experience. And that's the way it works. So here it's kind of hard to talk about, because people tie into the emotions of things and they want to hang on to that emotional stimulation of what they're going through. Where in light, you don't have that. So it's a little hard to talk about it because you're not there and not have a reference to it. So it's like eating, say, an ice cream cone. So when you go, wow, this is really yummy, I like this strawberry flavor, well, you might say, yeah, this is yummy, and the strawberry is good, you know? But it won't be any more better to you, we'll say, than, say, chocolate or anything else that you have on the ice cream cone, because it'll be all about the same, because you're not judging it. Remember, when you start judging and one's better than another, that puts you in duality. In light, that doesn't exist. I kind of wanted to describe that to the newcomers here. You can fully understand what we're doing here. So think of your negative experience, or maybe you had a positive one and just can't keep laughing about it. Well, it might be one person out there, and they go, you know, I need some help. I just keep laughing and giggling, and I need to get back to being normal, you know. So here we go. Think of that one experience, and I'll just charge it for you. It'll still be there. You're not going to lose it. And here we go. So releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll energize the light being. This will bring peace into your room and into yourself. And here we go. Now, if you happen to see an animal that had trauma today or maybe over the weekend, I want you all to think about that particular animal. And we'll put some energy that way, too. So I will do that. I will not do people unless you're listening live. But if you do have an animal out there that you may be seeing injured or just something or not doing too well, think of them right now, and I'll connect with that, and we'll send the peace energy to that particular life form. So here we go. Bringing up the light beam. Use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Elizabeth, I guess we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, that is great, Ron. Wow, that's great about the animal, too, because I know a lot of us do see those things, and it's nice to have that cleared and to give them some peace energy as well. You can write to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can send comments, questions, and testimonials. You can also put them into the user-friendly fast chat, which is accessible through our BBS homepage. And you can also call in tonight if you'd like to ask Ron a question, or maybe you were on the conference call yesterday, or maybe you were on the Saturday call, or maybe you listened to the program on Saturday night and you were on the Lightship with us and you celebrated the September birthday. So if anybody would like to call in about that or anything else tonight, you can do so. Number toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And I guess we will just jump right into the questions, Ron. The first one is from a listener who went to see The Giver over the weekend, and they said, they wrote, it was a very interesting movie. It was set in the future, and basically everyone was a clone. People were not allowed to think or feel emotions, and instead had to take injections every day that would remove their memories, feelings, or any dreams they had. Everything was one color, gray. Their point was to try to create a more peaceful society, but instead of being at peace, they were more like running the robotic programs or zombies Ron speaks about on the Creation Lightship. It was interesting to note that after listening to the CLS programs and archives and to understand the difference.
Wow, that's something. I'm going to see the movie tonight, I think. Because I did see the previews on it a little bit. So I might go, that's what I'm planning to do anyway. If something comes up, you never know. I live in the moment, so tonight is like a long ways away. Won't know till that time on me, you know. But anyway, so they were taken out of judgment by the shot, I guess, and then kind of live their life. So if they didn't get the shot, I'm just guessing maybe the movie could be about people who didn't want to have the shot to try to think for themselves, maybe. I don't know, but that's another storyline.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the crux of it, but I think it's very interesting too, because I know we talk a lot about emotions on the show and how you want to timeline crash your emotions and you do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. But there is a distinction there. It's not to really create or make you into a clone or somebody that can't think for themselves.
Yeah, there is a big difference there.
Yeah.
I would think maybe the first-time listener might think it would be the same, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure to have an experience, and your experience is based upon what you would like to experience. That's the way it's supposed to be. Like maybe in the movie or things, you know, people are controlled robotically. And when that happens, then you don't necessarily have free will, free choice.
Right, right. It was very structured, I think, the society. I think it was a book, too. And I think you kind of had a role that you were born into, and then you kind of were supposed to go into this role, and you didn't really have a choice, and everything was sort of decided for you, if I remember correctly.
Oh, so you're in the caste system from the get-go. Well, it's like what we have here, you know.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Well, maybe it awakens some people. Oh.
Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Waking some people up. So let's, what can we do here? I don't know. I'm trying to think if we could do a clearing here to
wake people up.
I think how I could do a clone here clearing for people that maybe got attached by a clone or something, you know? We could try
that.
That
sounds great.
So if a clone happened to connect to you some way, I don't know what to say about this. Maybe they courted you, but I don't know if they have energy to court humans. We'll just do it anyway. We'll just see if we have anybody listening having an effect on it. Maybe we can get some people talking. So here we go. So releasing the clone energy that was attached to you. That could be anything from maybe today and the weekend. So here we go. Releasing the energy. This is another way of saying it. You've been flying by a clone. I'm got you. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just see what the comments are like. It's kind of interesting because I don't really feel any energy from the clone, so we'll just see what the other people feel. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's really cool, Ron. And yeah, let us know on the fast chat if you feel anything from that or if that helps you out in any way. And it seems like a lot of people had experiences with animals over the weekend, Ron. So that clearing you did for the animals, sending peace and light to the animals, was really great. Someone had to rehome 6 chickens, and they had separation anxiety from the mom. And another had to help a starving and dehydrated dog over the weekend, who is now on the road to recovery. So they're very interesting, and thanks for doing that earlier in the show. So let's go into the questions, I guess, since we have a few here in the CLS questions inbox. And you can send us more. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we're also taking fast chat questions and calls tonight. Okay.
Elizabeth, with you, I'd like to do some more animal clearing and healing.
Okay, great.
Got some people on who have situations. So here we go. I want you all to think of, and you can do more than one animal or pet or whatever. You know, maybe there's a dozen chickens, you know, or something, you know, but here we go or whatever. So I want you to think of what you saw that could be having troubles. Maybe you saw, you know, you're out in the wilderness. Maybe you saw a skunk or something or a deer or maybe you saw a dog that was running wild on the street and looked kind of hungry or something, you know. Had no way to do anything with it, but you saw it. So this will be just something to help out what you've seen. And it could go back even a week. That's no problem. So here we go. I want you just to kind of focus on, think of, because we'll work with those energies. And I'll get the picture, and we're going to work on, done automatically. We'll send life force energy to the particular animal. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess we'll do one for maybe animals do have anxiety sometimes, I think. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, I saw a little chihuahua. The person was holding that. I was going to come up to pet it, you know, and I did pet it, but that thing was like shaking like crazy, you know. I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, man, it really has. And I think that maybe they all do that, you know, but that's pretty high strung, you know. So anyway, let's do a pain clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do another clearing here. We'll do one for, I guess, some type of emotion that they could have. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one for, like, separation, abandonment, maybe. Like the lady was saying with the chickens, or maybe you had puppies and you sold one of them, and the mother's looking around for her little baby, you know, that it's not around anymore, and the dog's wondering what happened to it, you know. Maybe, you know, that type of thing, abandonment, maybe. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do something where maybe an animal's afraid to move, you know, afraid of people. Get scared of people, whatever that would be in that animal. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We did anxiety. How about trauma? Oh, I don't think I did trauma yet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I will allow this clearing to work indefinitely for people who want to come on to archive a BBS for this evening to help animals. So this one will always work for you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that is great. That's awesome, Ron. We should definitely make a note of this. This is the September 8th, 2014 show, and that is the animal clearing show. So I think people really appreciate that, and it seems like people are saying thank you on the fast chat, and this is really helping them out, these people that had experiences with animals over the weekend or traumas with animals. So that's really cool. And actually, there was a testimonial about the archives, since we're talking about archives. And someone wrote in, "The archives are amazing. We stumbled upon how incredible they are, trying different things to help our young children go to sleep and sleep through the night. One night I said as a special treat they could listen to Storytime with Ron, and I put on the archives. They loved it. Not only did they go to sleep, they slept through the night with the light being up and the archive playing on low, as they continue to. As a result of this, we now have the archives playing 24/7 in one room in our home so that we are continuously getting the reminder to stay on the creation lightship timeline and to be in our hearts. And we receive additional clearings as well as information, which somehow is always just the thing we need to hear right then. Thank you, Ron, and the Creation Lightship crew for the amazing shows now and for all these years." So that sounds great. Especially running them at night with the light being up. I know a lot of people also do clearings that way. If you have like a particularly long clearing, you can put it up at night while you sleep, and you'll also get the peace energy. And you can also, I know we haven't mentioned this in a long time, Ron, but you can put your picture in front of the computer if you're going to be out during the day, and you can run the clearing that way, a picture of yourself with the light being up, and that will also work. Okay, Ron, are you still with us?
Yeah, what can we do on the Healing Highway here?
Well,
I could talk about, I'm just seeing cars coming in now. and people coming and going, and cars coming and going, maybe not the people. They're already gone. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, we're not sure what highway they're on.
You know, where things have actually flipped in. Oh, I'm looking, you know, turning or going somewhere, you know, and there's no car there, and all of a sudden one pops in. Happened today to me, you know. And, you know, when you have clear vision, nothing's there, then all of a sudden you start to pull out, and 50 feet away, the car coming down the road, I go, oh, geez. Well, they're coming back in, you know. So you have to be extra careful because you don't want to get into an accident. And, you know, it could even be your fault, as it would look that way. But regardless, you don't want to have an accident to begin with. So definitely, you know, pay attention. Things are strange here. And always watch your clouds in the sky. When you do a timeline crash, and, you know, look up and see what's happening. You know, it may take an hour to have them change, but look for those little separated ice cube type clouds, because that's the timeline crash is working for you. And also on gray skies, it can do it too. You're actually seeing the hologram breaking apart. It'll be really interesting, you know, if everybody, I'm just not really suggesting this, but if you, everybody picked a time, you wanted to do a timeline crash for a particular location or something. Wonder if the rainforest would pop in there, you know? Anyway, it's just an idea, you know. Oh, yes, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, the gray skies clearing and timeline crashing are a great way to change your weather and also to break up those holograms. And people have written in where they've put on gray skies clearing and then this kind of light appears over their house like a breakthrough in the clouds. And also it usually really works well if, you know, you're expecting a bad storm and then the storm is maybe about not even as bad as everyone was saying it was going to be because you were timeline crashing it. So it's all about getting off those timelines and destroying those holographic realities. Okay, so let's move on to some questions, I guess, then, Ron, and we'll just continue on the healing highway. It is kind of moving along, and it's usually moving the best when you have the opportunity to do a clearing and have the light being up. And it's kind of like... So you're kind of like going down a river in a boat and you might hit some rough waters or you might hit some rapids, but then everything kind of smooths out again and you're able to regroup and enjoy the ride. So normally that's the time you want to have that light being up and have your clearing running. You can run all these clearings 24/7 through creationlightship.com. All right, so someone forwarded us an email, and I guess a while back we had a sponsor who was trying to sell their home, and they have a testimonial for what they did, because I guess they were in a similar situation. So they wrote back and they said, maybe this is the same person, I'm not sure. My realtor fired me. Disrespect and resistance was the motive. It was projection. She relisted on Craigslist and other things I asked her to do. It was I who felt disrespected and resistance. I hired another realtor. The minute I had done so, she came back and offered to reinstate contract. I did, and after 2 days, the house was under contract. Prior to that, I did prosperity and self-sabotage clearing. I think it was the self-sabotage clearing that did the trick, getting her off being less defensive. All of a sudden, I was dealing with a different person. I had given her many suggestions on how to do her business. I am good at coaching. She followed up on at least one, showed a friend her improvement, and proudly said to me, I was listening to you, and this I came up with, and it is more than I expected. I also did continuously for her, be here in the Now clearing, which is a free clearing that Ron offers, as well as the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode removal, which is another free clearing that you can find on Creation Lightship. And she continues, thank you, Ron, and light beings. Please feel free to comment, Ron.
That's very good. Yeah, it's nice to have results on things. Yeah, so that energy of the self-sabotage even could have went to the other lady.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at it as maybe you have that issue yourself. You don't know about it, but you drew somebody into your life who actually has it more than you do. And now you got two self-sabotage plans going in place, you know, at the same time. So maybe her self-sabotage issue activated the other ladies, and the other ladies just, made it worse, and she sabotaged everything. So that's kind of like attracts like, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you may want to look at that and just see how maybe they're drawing something into their life because they have an issue there. So that's quite interesting. I'll just talk about timelines again just briefly. So if you're finding yourself driving, we'll say, because a lot of people drive out there, for some reason they're seeing all these stoplights appearing in front of them. You know, they're going whatever it is, a couple blocks and a stop, another block, you know, a few more, another stop sign. You know that you're on the wrong timeline, having all this interference. So what do you do about that? You don't have the clearing up. You don't have your computer. What you might do is just pull over to the side of the road because you want to get off of that timeline. So that would kind of indicate that you're stopping, okay? So, you know, that you don't want to be on it. And check your fingers. See where you are. And then take off maybe, you know, when the light is green or something and just see maybe that timeline will be good for you. And be able to go where you want to go without all that frustration, interruptions, etc. You know you're on the wrong timeline if everything in front of you is stopped. You know, gridlock is another thing that you probably have no control over. But, you know, if you are, you know, in town and you have going through town and, you know, you have a stoplight to go through or signals, I mean, and they're all red when you approach them, then you know you're on the wrong timeline. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I think a lot of people have experienced that, too, where you're kind of traveling down the road and then all of a sudden a car just sort of comes out of nowhere and it's like tailgating you. Or you keep getting pulled over by the cops or, you know, any number of things. It usually means you're on the wrong timeline and you have to timeline crash that. So it's always a good idea to drop your thoughts from your mind into your heart as well. And I think you're absolutely right about self-sabotage clearing. I think a lot of times we're doing that and we don't even know it. And you have to really listen to the tricks your mind is playing on you because it will always, always, always try to lead you into darkness. And I think you may be even doing that and you don't realize it. Because you could even be saying to yourself, you know, I want a successful career, or I want this, or I want that, or why isn't this happening to me? And usually it's because you really don't want it. There's something that you're doing that is preventing you from having what you think you want. So it's very tricky. And that's what all the clearings do, is they get you into your heart center, get you away from the emotional roller coaster and the duality here, and allow you to be at peace, and you can come from a completely different place of making decisions and taking actions and becoming prosperous. So that's great to know, and I'm glad that this listener decided to write in about their situation, because I think selling a house is probably a really difficult thing to do on many levels. Okay, so I guess we should move on then, Ron. And the next question is from a listener who writes, Ron, you mentioned several times that the light being doctors on the light ship are preparing to be doctors for their next incarnation. after the ascension happens, there isn't any more sickness and disease, so why would there be a need for doctors?
Ah, that's a very good question. Oh, this stuff happens, you know? the doctors could create the light and cause troubles, you know? So what we're doing is, right now, in the process of ascension, the light beings that... it's a little hard to describe this here, but we'll just say, keep it very simple. They chose to become doctors, okay? So we're training them how to work with other life forms. That's what I do myself. And so I have a whole team of doctors, my staff that go with me, and we work on other life forms if they have situations. So we're mainly working with things in duality right now, but everything is being cross-trained on the light chip for different types of life forms. I don't know how many doctors there are, how many life forms there is out there, but they are learning, we'll just say, anatomy, just in case something should go wrong or happen, and even before ascension here. That's kind of what it is. It is true, we'll say, that at ascension time and everything gets back into light, really no need to have doctors, but there is a database for life forms. So that is what I use. I worked with one, I think it was last night. This life being the woman, let's see here, let me think here. Oh, it was a female that I worked with, had a, like the older Egyptian type head on it, long neck, about a foot long neck. I can't really remember how tall the light beam, or the, not the light, but the body was. But she had a neck problem, so I had to repair her neck. And this was an energy that I don't think it had a spirit or soul in it, but I worked on it because it needed help. It requested that, needed some help. So we always do that, even if they're not of the light. If they come and need help or we see something like that, we always ask them for help. What I found is most of the aliens out there don't. Let's say that we'll just take a human, right, and we all have our fingers and toes. And if you were an alien and maybe you were missing a finger, they really don't understand that they're missing it. And, they keep working and living their life with a missing finger. They don't really pay too much attention to that it's gone. Just know, oh, it's not there. Well, okay. And they've done that, and I'm using the other ones that I have. Well, at times I will work with one, say, oh, you're missing a finger. Oh, they go, well, yeah, they don't really care. And then I'll fix them and put a finger on them, and they go, oh, thank you, And now they're back to where they were before, in a sense, what their mindset is that now, say they have four fingers before they had three. And they're just a little more functional. But that's what I do, and it gets to be quite interesting as you deal with these energies. So, yeah, in true light, if the darkness didn't creep in, there probably wouldn't be any accidents to deal with, but right now there is, and that's why they're training. They will be able to hold that particular energy from a database that they'll probably have collected on different life forms. I first started doing the light shift stuff. I brought people up to a few of the rooms that had the, I'll just make it real brief here, like the file cabinets. One might be full of hair. One might be full of fingers, fingernails, eyeballs, different types of joints, on hands and arms, different things. And they're all different creations that was created by one of the light beings for their particular planet. So the way ascension time works, I guess I'll just talk about this. We'll just say that, I'll just say planet C is out there, right? And at ascension time, planet C is no longer materialized, but it does have a blueprint stored on the light ship of what planet C was and everything that was on that particular planet is there, all life forms. So we'll say that another spirit that is able and created for to create another planet, just like the one for planet C. Another one comes about and says, you know, I want to see the different planets. So it'll have like a way to view all the planets. And it goes, wow, I like the way planet C looks. That's what I want to create. And then it can borrow different life forms from different places as long as they're compatible or that it will make compatible. And it can change things. That's kind of the way it works. Everything is at free choice, free will. It's not like it's judging. I don't want to get into that it's judging good or bad about, well, I don't know if I want to have fish or not. It just doesn't really, you know, occur that, it, you know, oh, fish look good to me. I'll get fish in a sense, you know. Or no, I don't want to have fish. So it's not like in a judgment. It's just what it chooses to manifest. And it can change. That's why every 2,000 years here, this planet changes. And there won't be any records of it. Because everything is brought back into a brand new life form every 2,000 years. So the only reason why we have things dated back, we'll say, hypothetically, I'll just use the term 2,050 years ago, just kind of keeping it simple. The only reason why we have a database going back past that for thousands of years is because her spirit chose to rematerialize the exact same blueprint over and over again. That's why you have that. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Wow, that's so fascinating, Ron. And I can just imagine the things that could potentially go wrong. But it kind of is, overall, I think, quite remarkable. And we are given such a gift that we are able to connect with this energy here during our lifetimes, and that we're able to clean ourselves out and prepare ourselves for the ascension. So it's really kind of a gift that we've been given and that we give ourselves by going onto the website and doing the clearings and getting ourselves ready. So I hope that everyone's been doing that. And we did get an email from somebody who wrote, I found it better and cheaper to have my spirit clean out my emotional bodies one by one rather than buying a couple clearings that clear a couple bodies. Example, spirit cleans body 1, 2, and 3, etc., versus purchase whole lifetime emotional one body and purchase whole lifetime mental one body. Wonder what we should say about that, Ron.
Well, that's the mind.
Yeah.
That it's working, okay? You know, you got to remember that your spirit is not whole and complete, and your spirit it can't do that. It doesn't know what it doesn't know. So, you know, I would say it's probably 1% effective, you know, if that. But yeah, the clearings are designed to bring in complete wholeness into you, and to release the energies. Your spirit just can't do that. If it could have done it, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here, you know, you would have left here a long time ago, thousands of years ago, if your spirit was that powerful. So it can't do that. It, you know, mentally, you can say, yeah, it works great. And in the mental realm, it might be doing wonderful. But on the realm here where we're living, no, it doesn't, you know, that's why we have clearings on the website. So it could help you a little bit. I don't think it's, wouldn't, you know, want to waste my time thinking about doing something like that. Not going to be, you know, in wholeness. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And it's very, like we were talking about earlier, the mind really will lead you into darkness. So you can't think about it or try to... I don't know what the word I'm looking for here is. Try to, you know, talk your way out of it or find a way around it. Basically, what it boils down to is you have to do the clearings as they're designed, and you have to discover what it is you need to do. The first one everybody does is the whole lifetime emotional, and then you can go from there in what direction you would want to go on your own healing highway. That's kind of the point of the show, is we sort of talk about breakdowns and breakthroughs and where you're at. And I think it does sound kind of like maybe that listener is in a bit of a mental realm. And it is very self-empowering to go on and discover what it is you need to do. But I think you really do have to do the clearings the way that they are designed. Otherwise, you don't know really what's going on. And I would recommend to people to just what I did, and I know what a lot of other people have done, is they just start doing the free samples. And Ron has, gosh, quite a few of them now. There used to be only a couple, but I think there's like about a dozen now that you can do, from the Be Here in the Now to the Alien Mind Fog Removal. And those are on the left side of the Creation Lightship page. And what starts happening, and this is really a challenge I find, Ron, as you start to do the clearings, you find that you suddenly have money to do another clearing, and then another clearing, and then suddenly your life looks nothing like you thought it was going to, and you don't have time to do clearings anymore because you're out doing all this wonderful stuff, and things have really improved. So you have to really remember to do them. It's kind of a catch-22, but maybe running a self-sabotage clearing would also help. It seems like a lot of people have really had great results with that self-sabotage clearing that was available last month for everybody that was on the conference call, and I believe is now available through creationlightship.com.
Yep, and if you were on the call last month, it was free, and you may want to, if you want to continue on with it, since we're now into this month, you may want to get the unlimited if, you know, you think you may need that. And you can get that whenever you want, because in a sense, because you have that clearing, it's like buying it. And so now you're eligible for the updated version, which would be, you know, the unlimited version of that. So you can do it whenever you choose to. So I gave one away last week, yesterday. I just can't recall which one it was. Maybe somebody can remember here. I didn't give myself an email on it, so I'll have to probably ask and see which one it was. It was a pretty interesting one. We did nanotechnology stuff, getting these nano critters out of our pores and stuff. That was, but mainly I think most of the 8-hour call was about doing that. So if anybody would like to comment, maybe you could mention that on the chat or, you know, call in. We do have basically over 10 minutes left, so we could take callers if that people wanted to talk about that. My body felt a little looser this morning, so I don't know how everybody else did, but we'll just see. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'll give out the number again just in case anyone would like to call in and mention that, or you can type it into the fast chat if you'd like. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And I know I didn't mention this at the top of the hour, but BBS does have a great app which you can download for Android and iPhone on the App Store or Google Play, and they also have a listen-in live 24/7 via conference call. So if you're in your car driving home, you can just call in, put it on speakerphone, and that number is 716-748-0150. So there's lots of great ways to get the show, and it's really nice to have all these options. So I should also mention that Ron will be doing all of the special weekly clearings this week, and tomorrow is the cording removal special, Wednesday divine water activation, Thursday clone body removal, and Friday is entity removal, along with our additional three other BBS shows during the week. We have shows on Monday, Wednesday on BBS Station 1, and Friday, Saturday on Station 2. And you can check the BBS radio website for times and channels if you need reminders. It's a great way to sort of get through your week and to learn all about the work that Ron does and all of the different things that are available to you. And definitely go explore the website, the creationlightship.com website. It's very self-empowering. So a couple people wrote that they missed what clearing you were offering on the call. I guess they were not on when you were giving it out. Maybe it was an enslavement clearing, cultural enslavement clearing.
Yeah, that's the one. It's one that most people probably wouldn't even know or think about having. So we'll see how that works out. Yeah, if you were on the call, just send me an email, and I'll get it up and send you an email on what the codes are for that. So, yeah, it's maybe we could find out maybe on one of the next shows here what it's like for some of the people. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that sounds like a great, potentially very life-altering clearing. I know, Ron, you do offer just a slavery clearing, I think it is, or an enslavement. I'm just going to check here to make sure I give out the right information. Yeah, there's a slavery clearing for your current lifetime and then going back through all the generations, 1 through 49. And the slavery clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. And that clearing is very deep and very powerful. But a cultural enslavement one, that sounds even more interesting because cultural enslavement could mean any number of things and could also be a reason maybe why you are being held back in your current lifetime. Would that also kind of relate to a soul family contract, Ron, or is that different?
That would be different, but I think the cultural enslavement would be like the caste system. You know, maybe you're enslaved because you watched commercials and now you're addicted to some soft drink or something, you know, by seeing so many of these. You know, that's one way to look at it that way, you know. So it's I guess the mindset of a culture that you belong into, so it can help and free you, you know. So that's why I gave it out, because, you know, it's one that people normally probably wouldn't think of doing. And we'll see how people comment on it as they work their way through it and feel better. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and I didn't even think of that, but you're right. There's so many things that go into that, and I'm sure it also maybe would be helpful for people who are coming here from other cultures who then have to reconcile what they learned in their previous culture with this one that they're now currently living in. Anytime you make a move, maybe if you're from another country or you're from here and you go to a different country. So it seems like there would be a lot of conflicting things and beliefs that you'd have to reconcile there. So very interesting clearing, Ron. I'm curious to know what everybody thinks of it. Maybe somebody has done it already and they'd like to call in. It is a whole lifetime clearing. So other people are saying the self-sabotage clearing is great, and someone put a link to that in the fast chat. So that is very cool. And yeah, I should just recommend again, getting on these calls every month is a really wonderful way to access the Creation Lightship and all the healing energy that it provides for you. And you don't have to be live. You can be a registered absentee, and you can find out more about that on creationlightship.com. At the top of the page, it'll say special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls and the dates. So you can also get on our mailing list if you'd like a monthly reminder. And we usually only send out one email a month, so don't worry about, you know, getting overrun or spammed. It's completely limited to that reminder. So let's see. I think we are kind of coming down to the end of the show here. I'm not sure if anybody has any more questions or comments, or if, Ron, maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about I'm just thinking we were talking about, you know, the caste system and cultural enslavement, and I think that's kind of what that movie and that book, The Giver, was sort of implying, that you're kind of born into this caste system and you don't really have a choice, and everything is sort of decided for you, and you really can't use your free will or your free choice.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Boy.
Yeah.
Well, let's take, I'll just do a quick one here. Last till straight up on the hour. So you're going to have a clearing for maybe 8 minutes, we'll say. So I'll take you out of your cultural enslavement. That your particular race, we'll say, is given you. Maybe you're Irish out there, and you have something else mixed with you, you know. But maybe you're made, maybe you're dealing with Irish, mate, you know, a lot. And we'll just see what happens. So whatever nationality you are, and I don't think anybody out there is, you know, a possibly 100% thoroughbred. We'll say there could be some, but you know, since we're in America, we're kind of like a melting pot, you know. But anyway, I'll do a clearing just to see how that feels to get out of, I guess, the major one that's affecting you. So just playing up by ear here. So here we go. One, releasing that energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that could even work maybe with mindset, possibly. So let's just say that for some reason you are 7 foot tall. Well, you're kind of going to stand out there, you know, with other people around. That could be cultural enslavement to you, you know, because, you know, as soon as you walk out your front door, people are going to be watching you and courting you. So let's release that energy in case, or maybe you're too short, or maybe you're too broad or something, you know, who knows. But here we go. Maybe you're too good looking, you know. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you should feel that energy kind of leaving you. And you may not have known where you were, because now you may know and have a little more insight on the energies that maybe the blockages that you had, now you know what they are. And you may take note of that. So maybe I got a clearing for that. I don't know. But just the whole thing is getting freed up. So I guess we'll say thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Elizabeth. And our next BBS show is on Wednesday, and tomorrow we're doing the energetic cord release for people on Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific, and I'll be back in New York next month, October, probably about this time, I think. I don't have the exact dates, but I think it's the middle of the month, approximately, but anyway, I'll be back there, so we'll see you later, everybody. Going to the New Life Expo, so at the Pennsylvania. So we'll see you. Bye. Blessings. Have a good evening.